Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 56. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 30. Tonight, cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high of 55. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 48.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier with some of the COVID-19 federal assistance programs coming to an end with the ending of the National Declaration of Emergency. Some of the SNAP programs may be affecting individuals here in the state of Kansas, as the federal government has announced that the SNAP program will be cutting back on some of the services to only be funding roughly $6 per person per day in the state of Kansas.
The new average benefit for Kansans receiving SNAP is going to be $6 per person per day to be able to utilize their SNAP benefits for food.
That audio from Cake News. And some organizations like Kansas Apple Seeds are warning food pantries across the state of Kansas to be prepared for an influx of individuals in need.
They already are not able to afford good, healthy food. So it's going to cause us to look at, and we're already doing this, looking at how we can ramp up in-state production with our producers.
The current unemployment rate in the state is sitting at 2.9%.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya!
Is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A federal investigation is still ongoing regarding the near 12 swatting calls that were made on Wednesday this week at different public high schools across the state of Kansas, including in the city of Topeka, where the Topeka Police Department and the police chief, Brian Wheels, says he's glad that it was only a swatting fake call as opposed to an active shooter scenario. But law enforcement needs to get to the bottom of who's making the calls.
I am very thankful at this time as the chief of police here in Topeka that this is a hoax. There will be an investigation moving forward from here into the hoax and the resources that were allocated to that, and that will be a collaboration that goes all the way up to our federal partners.
That audio from WIBW. The Federal Bureau of Investigations has released a statement regarding the incident, saying that the FBI is aware of swatting incidences across the country, wherein a report of an active shooter at a school is made. The FBI takes swatting very seriously because it puts innocent people at risk. They say they are continuously working with local, state, and federal law enforcement partners to gather, share, and act upon the threat information as it comes to their attention.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska is the latest state across the nation in receiving the hoax shooting threat calls known as swatting, with multiple schools being locked down early on Thursday morning. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Hastings High School was one of the latest being locked down Thursday morning following the report of an active shooter. After law enforcement received a 911 call from a person who identified themselves as a teacher at the school. Police, however, said they were suspicious regarding the call due to the teacher's name and a room number that did not exist. According to law enforcement, Grand Island Public Schools were also reported of a non-credible threat Thursday morning that was called into the police department, with the threats including the Westridge Middle School. Police in Gearing at Nebraska also said the Gearing Public Schools Administration said a Google-generated number called police dispatch at roughly 8:30 to report an emergency at the Gearing High School. But after the initial walkthrough from law enforcement, authorities determined the call was a hoax. The Federal Bureau of Investigations is currently investigating the nationwide swatting calls.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino is rolling into February with even bigger progressive payouts. The home of life-changing jackpots is giving away $2,500 every hour from 7 to 10 p.m. Prizes not claimed are added to a gigantic $30,000 grand prize on February 25th. Seven Clans First Council paid one player over $500,000 jackpot on Buffalo Golden Sevens January 20th. You could be the next big winner to claim a life-changing jackpot. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77, Newkirk, Oklahoma. Where the winner play.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual legislative forum in Marysville Saturday begins at 9:30 at Landall Lanes. Doors open at 9:15. Public is welcome. State Senator Elaine Bowers, State Representative Lisa Mosier, as well as staffers from Roger Marshall and Tracy Mann's office will be in attendance Saturday beginning at 9:30 at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Fairy Tales on Ice will play the Marysville High School Auditorium Friday evening and Saturday afternoon in a pair of sold-out performances hosted by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. The stage will be transformed to an ice rink for the shows. Parking will be challenged if a junior-senior high has substate basketball playoffs with semifinals Friday and the championship Saturday evening are underway in addition. Sarah Russell will exhibit her art throughout the month of March at the Lee Dam Arts Center in Marysville. The exhibition runs through March 30th. A collection of artworks from her imagination, everyday items, are reimagined as possibilities. A former Marysville resident, Sarah Russell's display will be Saturdays 10 to 2, Sundays noon to 3, Tuesday and Thursdays 4 until 6 p.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville. North Central Regional Planning Commission will host a series of community connection events to focus on funding opportunities. The events are an opportunity for the public to get to know staff and learn about available project assistance in getting community or organization goals to reality. A meeting is planned in Washington Tuesday, March 7th at the KSDS meeting room from 6 until 8 p.m. Additional meetings are planned in Beloit March 9th and Ellsworth March 14th. There are many short application windows for the grant process. This is a chance for communities to visit with staff so they can be prepared to capitalize on opportunities. North Central Regional Planning Commission, based out of Beloit, provides coordination and technical assistance for cities, counties, nonprofits, rural water districts, schools, small businesses, and entrepreneurs. This community connection event in Washington, Tuesday evening, 6 until 8 p.m. at the KSDS meeting room. For additional information, go to the North Central Regional Planning Commission website. Pheasants Forever will host an informational meeting in Marysville next Friday, March 10th, regarding the Northern Bobwhite Quail Initiative, which seeks to address habitat loss and fragmentation, habitat planning, weed treatment, and prescribed grazing to benefit bobwhite quail. Cost share and technical assistance is available to landowners and can help return on investment on low-performing acres through conservation cover and range resiliency. This informative and interactive workshop, Friday, March 10th, from 1 until 2 p.m. in the community room at Marysville City Hall, is free and open to the public. Contact the NRSC office or Austin Hessling at 616-312-3689 for more information. Carolyn K. Yobel, age 86, of DuBois, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in DuBois, interment in the DuBois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7, wearing mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Yobel. Norma J. Keir, age 93, of Wymore, passed away February 27th. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 7:30 at the church. Laughlin over at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Norma Keir.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's a look at your KMDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, as a low-pressure system continues to pull away on into the Ohio River Valley region for this afternoon, any lingering precipitation looking to stay confined mainly to the state of Missouri and points off to the east for this afternoon. Weather temperatures a bit above average by this afternoon. We're headed up to the upper part of the 50s by later on today, with some gradually decreasing cloud cover. And then for tonight, clouds in the increase once again, with those overnight low temperatures dropping back into the lower part of the 30s. Into the day on Saturday, some lingering clouds in the morning, but clearing skies into the afternoon expected, with those high temperatures still a bit above average in the middle range of the 50s, looking to trend much warmer than looking at the day on Sunday. As winds become breezy out of the south and southeast, we'll have highs in the upper 60s, close to 70. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early March, 51. Record high on this date, 81. The average low, 27. And the record low, 6 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:21. Sunrise in the morning at 6:58.
Is it possible to have a lush green lawn that requires little or no mowing? A look at one growing trend today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormone balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 3rd, the 62nd day of the year. Inventor Alexander Graham Bell was born on this day, and the Star Spangled Banner was adopted as our national anthem in 1931. Like having a green lawn but could do without the constant maintenance, you might consider a no-mow lawn. It is a strategy many are adopting for ease of care and environmental friendliness. It requires a mixture of fescues, hardy, cool-season grasses that require minimal care. Creeping red, chewings, and sheep fescue are common varieties in no-mow lawns. Do some research for blends that are best for your area and soil type. If nothing else, you might find a good solution for trouble spots like ditches, swales, and hillsides. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Marysville Knights of Columbus invites all to a night of live 80s and 90s country this Saturday at Venue 36 in Marysville. Take a load off as the Wilder Horses Band will be joined by Tim Strothman, with doors opening at 7:30. Cash bar will be available. $10 admission while kids 13 and under are free. A night of live music with the Wilder Horses Band featuring Tim Strothman, Saturday, 7:30 at Venue 36 in Marysville. Brought to you by the Marysville Knights of Columbus.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the final weekend of regular season college hoops across the nation and here in the state of Kansas as the Kansas Jayhawks are geared up for their final game as they are on the road taking on the number 9 Texas Longhorns with their tip-off on Saturday at 3 p.m. The Jayhawks are coming off their latest slight victory over the Texas Tech at Red Raiders on Tuesday this week with a 67-63 victory as they are still sitting atop the Big 12 Conference at 13-4 in conference play. The Jayhawks are also still sitting number 3 in the national AP polls. In Wildcat basketball, they're set for their final game as well, coming up on Saturday with 1 p.m. tip-off. They're also on the road against the West Virginia Mountaineers. Their latest victory came on Wednesday this week as they were at home taking on the Oklahoma Sooners and won 85-69 in that game. Now, the Wildcats are number 11 nationwide and are sitting right now number 2 in the Big 12 Conference, tied in a three-way tie against Baylor and the Texas Longhorns. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
McCurry Angus Ranch would like to invite you to the 46th anniversary annual bull sale Thursday, March 9th in Burton, Kansas. In this offering is 130 power-packed Angus bulls with complete performance information backed by genomic-enhanced EPDs. They're fertility-tested, freeze-branded, and ready for your heavy service. Included are in this offering are sons from famous AI sires such as Sitz Barricade, ENB Confederate, SAV Checkmate, HA Relevant, and Keneally Countdown. I invite you to go to McCurryAngus.com or McCurry Angus Ranch on Facebook to view a complete catalog and videos of these bulls. Again, Thursday, March 9th at Burton, Kansas, to select your next herd sire out of 130 performance Angus bulls. Please call me, John McCurry, at 620-727-5197. Again, 620-727-5197 or visit us, McCurryAngusRanch.com. Or bid on CCI.live on sale day.
Kansas City Chiefs at quarterback coach Matt Nagy has officially been promoted to offensive coordinator and replacing Eric Bynum. KTN News reports that Nagy was previously the offensive coordinator with the Kansas City Chiefs back in 2017 before being hired as the head coach of the Bears. The former offensive coordinator, Eric Bynum, officially left the position after joining the Washington Commanders as the offensive coordinator and assistant head coach. Bynum had been interviewed 16 different times for 15 different NFL head coaching jobs over the past few years and said he's excited with the new challenge with the new team. In other news, Wichita State softball player Sydney McKinney has been named the American Athletic Conference Weekly Honor Roll Student of the Week. KAKE News reports that McKinney helped Wichita State go 4-0 at the North Texas Invitational, having 7 hits, a double, an RBI, and scoring 4 runs in total. During the Invitational, she also had hits in 3 of their 4 games and extended her hitting streak to 33 in the process. That 33-game hitting streak ranks 6th all-time in NCAA history. Kansas Mid-American Sports.
Thursday night, substate basketball action. Girls Class 1A, Lynn took Kansas School for the Deaf, 69-15. Hanover handled Axtell, 58-5. Hanover-Lynn meeting the girls' championship Saturday, live on KDY-FM, 95.5. Frankfort girls beat Clifton Clyde, 53-45. And will face Osborne in the championship. Osborne took Rock Hill, 70-58. Centralia outlasted Burlingame, 36-23, while Donova West took Troy 43-19. It was Riley County girls over ACCHS 39-36, and Nemahal Central took Hiawatha 53-42. Boys semifinals on Friday. In 1A Division 2, in our broadcast features, Hanover versus Wetmore at 6, Axtell hosting Lynn at 7:30, live on FM 95.5. 1A Division 1, Washington County, Osborne, Blue Valley at 6, Clifton Clyde and Lakeside Downs at 7:30. At Onega, Centralia boys face Troy at 7:30. At Horton, it's Valley Heights versus Riverside girls at 6, Jackson Heights Valley Falls at 7:30. At Marysville, boys 3A, Marysville hosting ACCHS at 6, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Sabetha squares off Nemahal Central in the nightcap at 7:30.
Semi-final action is wrapped up for the Class 1A Division II substate here in Axtell. First game of the evening, Lynn was able to defeat Olathe, the Kansas School, the Deaf 69-15. Hope Beichman led the way for the Bulldogs as she had 15 five triples. Claire Beichmann pitched in 14-12 there in the first half, and Marcella Herta pitched in 11 as the Lynn Bulldogs now move to 13-9 on the season. Kansas School for the Deaf finishes the season 12-2 as Lynn defeats them 69-15 and punches their ticket to the championship Saturday. In their second game of the evening, Hanover Lady Wildcats throttled Axel Eagles 58-5. Hanover led 15-0 at the end of the first quarter and never looked back. They were led by Keegan Atkins, who finished with 16. Haven Stahlmalmer pitched in 10 off the bench as well. Hanover Wildcats moved to 21-0 on the season, while Axel Eagles end their season 7-15 after Hanover moves on to the championship with the 58-5 win here in Axel. Championship set for girls action. Game will be played at 5:30 here in Axel between the Hanover Wildcats and the Lynn Bulldogs. Action can be caught live on KNDY at 95.5. Reporting live for KNDY, this has been Max Blasky.
Substate basketball action continues Friday. It's boys semifinals. Hanover meets Wetmore at 6, Axtell versus Lynn at 7:30. Both games live on FM 95.5, on air online, and on our mobile app. Plus Saturday night's girls and boys championships live on KNDY. A service of these proud supporters. Ricky's Cafe in Hanover ain't just good, it's home. From their daily specials to a full menu, choose your favorite served fresh, hot, and fast. Your family when you stop at Ricky's Cafe, and you're welcome anytime. Enjoy the delicious menu choices, and of course, when you're hosting an event, bring Ricky's Catering along. With a variety of options available, always at affordable prices. Call for your next engagement and count on Ricky's Cafe at Hanover.
Give your child a solid foundation in dance, cheer, or gymnastics. Get them over to Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics Studio in Seneca. With summer enrollment now open for competition and recreational cheer and dance, spots will fill up fast. Find them on Facebook at Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics and start a new summer tradition today. Main Street Market in Hanover is a proud supporter of all Wildcat athletics. Stay up to date on all the new deals, sales, and more by visiting their Facebook page. Stop by and check out everything they have for your next gathering, family event, or game day. When holidays roll around, don't fret. Main Street Market has you covered. Sure to have everything you need to keep the family full and happy. That's the Main Street Market, downtown Hanover, your local hometown grocery store.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Join Googs in Hanover for their first year anniversary celebration this Saturday. Doors open at 4. Live music will run from 8 until midnight, presented by Alexander Richard. Appetizer and drink specials running as well, along with full menu and bar available. Come celebrate their first anniversary this Saturday at Googs Bar and Grill, downtown Hanover.
Look for ways to reduce maintenance and still have a beautiful perennial garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Spring and fall cleanups reduce the ongoing maintenance in your perennial garden. Horticulturist Janet Makanovich recommends dividing maintenance into must-dos, should-dos, and might-dos. This is a great way to reduce what may seem like an overwhelming project into manageable tasks. The must-dos are tasks that ensure your plants will survive. Watering is needed, weed control, including edging, and managing plant-threatening pests. Should-do tasks include mulching, fertilizing, and watering as needed, and can be done after you take care of the must-dos. These could wait a year, but should be addressed in the near future. I find doing the shoulds eventually reduces time spent on the must-dos. Might-dos are those tasks, like deadheading and staking, that just boost the beauty factor. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Twin Valley Thrift Shops are always updating with new arrivals. Check out the warehouse in Waterville and Twice But Nice in Beatty for a great selection of clothes, toys, games, home decor, everyday pieces. And at the warehouse, they stock furniture and more as well. Your purchase and, of course, your contributions benefit local residents served by Twin Valley Developmental Services. Both locations always accept donations of good, clean, quality used items you're no longer using. Visit the Twin Valley Thrift Shops in Waterville and Beatty.
There was a problem at the rail depot in North Branch, Minnesota. A box of watches had arrived, but the business listed to receive the package refused the shipment. So what was the depot to do with these unclaimed watches? One young man had an idea, and that idea became something huge. It's today's feature on the American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Joshua Dixon shares the story of a local man who began one of the world's largest companies.
Back in 1886, there was a young man named Richard Sears, who's a Minnesotan. He was a telegraph operator for the railroad, and they assigned him to be the station agent at a new railroad depot they had built in a place called North Redwood, Minnesota.
But one day, Mr. Sears encountered a problem that he turned into an opportunity.
He ended up with a crate full of pocket watches that had been shipped on the railroad, and nobody wanted them. Nobody would claim them. So he contacted the watch company, and he said, okay, I'll tell you what, every watch that I can sell at a profit, I will buy from you afterwards.
Mr. Sears would return any unsold watches and keep any profits he made. The watch company would in turn get the money for the errant shipment of watches that he sold. Both thought it was a good deal.
So he used his skills and access to a telegraph machine to contact every railroad person up and down the line and say, hey, you need a new pocket watch, don't you?
Those working the depots up and down the line were in need of a good pocket watch, and Mr. Sears was selling the watches at a discount to what they could normally purchase them. Soon, his job working the depot seemed to become secondary to the watch sales business.
At the end of a year, he had made so much money doing this, he kept having to contact the watch company and say, send me more.
The sale of those watches was just the beginning of something much, much larger. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Redwood Falls, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
To stand or nurse after birth have a harder time surviving. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Prevent weak calf syndrome with proper maternal health before calves are born as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Romp and play minutes after they're born. Weak calf syndrome is a term applied to a calf that's born alive but is slow to stand. It may or may not attempt to nurse. Some calves survive this condition, but most die within a few days of birth.
Michelle Arnold is the ruminant extension veterinarian at the University of Kentucky. She says the problem is usually with the cow, not the calf. Proper nutrition in the last 50 to 60 days of gestation is the key to preparing a calf for life outside of the cow.
80% of fetal growth occurs in that last 2 months. So during this time, the dam must have adequate nutrition to support the growth. They need additional nutrients to develop fetal brown fat that will supply energy for the calf to survive until it can nurse. The two most important cow requirements are protein and energy.
Arnold says that calves born to cows on protein-restricted diets have less vigor, less ability to get warm, and more difficulty standing. A weak calf that hasn't nursed within 1 hour of birth needs human intervention.
Especially if it hasn't been cleaned off or it's lying on its side, unable to sit up on its own. In these circumstances, you have to get the calf dried off, warm it up, and feed colostrum, and generally with an esophageal feeder because they're unable to nurse.
Arnold says usually as soon as you get some colostrum in the calf, it'll have a little more energy and you can help it stand up. Keep in mind that since weak calf syndrome is often a management issue, it can be a whole herd problem if cows aren't being fed the proper nutrition. Learn more about weak calf syndrome at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Chase away. money and love. Two of the most powerful words in the English language. And when you put them together, it can really get interesting. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. If you've ever been in a committed relationship, you know that money can cause problems. Actually, it's not the money itself that's the problem. It's seeing eye to eye on what to do with it. I think the biggest fights my husband and I had in our first years of marriage were around money. It was a major source of conflict. That's where the love comes in. You have to put your relationship above your need to control the money and realize that money is a tool. It can help both of you live a content and generous life. It's not always easy. So, ask God to help you decide together what to spend, what to save, and what to give away. Love and money can be perfect partners. Just make sure love comes first.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A behind-the-scenes look at international ag trade today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to RightSpot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming fieldwork. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Ambassador Doug McCaleb is the chief agricultural negotiator in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative.
There are interested buyers out there in every market around the globe who want what our farmers produce. And it is often simply an issue of building up the relationships, of making sure that we don't have regulations that are standing in between a willing buyer and what our farmers produce.
McCaleb says trade negotiations have both a formal and informal aspect.
For all of what we think about agriculture trade negotiations, it is often simple things like spending extra time, getting to know people, to have time even away from the trading table, and to build those kinds of relationships that really bear fruit in the long run.
McCaleb says the quality of U.S. agricultural production gives our trade negotiators a lot of leverage.
I believe firmly from my experience over all of this time that there is nobody in the globe that does it better than U.S. farmers. There's no one that produces a more high-quality product, a more consistent product, a more reliable product with an equal amount of stewardship of land resources, of water resources, of the air. And I think our producers have not only amazing product to sell, but I think they have an amazing story to tell as well.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Here's a look at your ag news on the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Haken. You know, recent weather and labor availability is impacting railway deliveries of grain cars. Here's Michael Clemens.
One of the main metrics for railway service quality is unfilled grain car orders, the number of cars a shipper ordered but didn't receive. Danny Munch, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, says the data shows shippers are waiting a long time to get the grain cars they need.
So far in 2023, average weekly unfilled grain car orders, one or more days overdue, have numbered over 16,000 a week. That's up 54% from last quarter and 54% the same magnitude from quarter one of last year. Of those record unfilled orders, one or more days overdue, almost 75% remain 11 or more days overdue.
Munch says winter weather is the biggest challenge currently.
Most of the issues we're seeing in unfilled orders are concentrated in the upper Midwest in states like North Dakota and Minnesota. The region has faced intense snowstorms in the first part of the year, which makes moving those cars more difficult. Those weather events are usually more short-term, and we hope those subside as spring comes along.
Munch adds labor is another hurdle for railways.
Most railroads are still below pre-pandemic employment levels by about 3 to 5%, which makes it difficult for them to increase capacity. Luckily, though, those numbers are still getting better, still better than the 10% below that they were about a year ago. And in order to improve service quality, they really need to be fully staffed and growing.
Read more on the market intel page at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Let's take a look at your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas, presented by Abilene Machine. You can depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices. Just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. Here's what we're looking at in the northwestern part of the state of Cheyenne. Your 4-inch soil temp right now is 33, 39 in Richfield, and that's your soil temperature report.
Pecos and the Rooftops are coming to Newkirk. It's Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Saturday, February 18th, at an all-ages show. Tickets available now at the Casino Box Office Players Club or SevenClans.com. Pecos and the Rooftops, Low Dough Show. At First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Calves that are slow to stand or nurse after birth have a harder time surviving. Focus on proper maternal health before calves are born on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Romp and play minutes after they're born. Weak calf syndrome is a term applied to a calf that's born alive but is slow to stand. It may or may not attempt to nurse. Some calves survive this condition, but most die within a few days of birth. Michelle Arnold is the ruminant extension veterinarian at the University of Kentucky. She says the problem is usually with the cow, not the calf. Proper nutrition in the last 50 to 60 days of gestation is the key to preparing a calf for life outside of the cow.
80% of fetal growth occurs in that last 2 months. So during this time, the dam must have adequate nutrition to support the growth. They need additional nutrients to develop fetal brown fat that will supply energy for the calf to survive until it can nurse. The two most important cow requirements are protein and energy.
Arnold says that calves born to cows on protein-restricted diets have less vigor, less ability to get warm, and more difficulty standing. A weak calf that hasn't nursed within 1 hour of birth needs human intervention.
Especially if it hasn't been cleaned off or it's lying on its side, unable to sit up on its own. In these circumstances, you have to get the calf dried off, warm it up, and feed colostrum, and generally with an esophageal feeder because they're unable to nurse.
Keep in mind that since weak calf syndrome is often a management issue, it can be a whole herd problem if cows aren't being fed the proper nutrition. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about weak calf syndrome at agriculture.com.
The Cattleman's Choice annual sale will be Saturday, March 18th at T7 Ranch in Greenleaf. 60 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready to produce with the best genetics value anywhere, along with 20 Baldy heifers with February calf beside. Plan to attend the Cattleman's Choice sale at T7 Ranch, 2211 15th Road, Greenleaf, Saturday, March 18th. Catalog and information available at t7ranch.wordpress.com, on Facebook, or contact T7 Ranch or G&G Angus. Online bidding through Live Auctions TV.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Friday, March the 3rd, right now. March corn at 647 and a half. That's up 9 3/4. May corn, 641 and a half. And that's up 7 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March, 833 3/4. That's up 1 1/2. Kansas City wheat for May, 821 1/4. That's down 4 3/4. May oats, 333 1/4 right now. That's down 1 1/4. Also down 1 1/4. July oats at 335 1/4. Looking at soybeans for March, 1535 3/4. Your current price, that's up 16. May soybeans, 1523 1/4. That's up 14. Looking at cotton for May, 84.76. That's up $1.05. July cotton at 85.31. That's up 90 cents. Taking a look at live cattle for April, 165.20. That's up $1.12.5. Live cattle for June, 160.40. That's up 97.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 189.80. Up $1.22.5. Feeder cattle for April, 195.90. That's up $2.05. Oil, crude oil for April, $79.57 per barrel right now. That's up $1.41. Crude oil for May, $79.68. That's up $1.38. Gold for April, $18.54.20. That's up $13.60. Gold for June, $18.70.70. That's up $13.50. Silver for March, $20.92.5. That's up almost 16 cents. Silver for May, 21.21, and that's up 31 cents. Wall Street right now, Dow up 280, S&P up 51, NASDAQ up 199. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Wichita State Baseball takes their show across town to Riverfront Stadium as they face off against reigning national runner-up Oklahoma on Tuesday, March 28th at 6 p.m. Be there as the historically filled Shocker Baseball program makes their third all-time appearance at the new downtown Wichita Ballpark. It's a baseball lover's dream. Tickets start as low as $4 for youth and $8 for adults. Get yours today at goshockers.com/WSU Riverfront or call the Wind Surge ticket office at 316-221-8000.
This is Jay Boyd
Boyer with Boyer Limousine, inviting you to our 32nd annual production sale, March 12th. Our thick-top limousine and limb flex bolts will produce heavier calves at weaning, along with calving ease, feed efficiency, and a good disposition. No matter what size of your operation, we'll have bulls to fit your herd. At the sale, we'll have 40 bulls and 20 bred and open heifers. Call me at 402-696-4410 with questions. See you at the sale Sunday, March 12th at 1 east of Barnston.
One of K-State's long-standing traditions is the K-State Legacy Sale. In fact, this will be the 46th year of the event. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Chris Molinix, K-State Faculty Advisor for the Purebred Beef Unit, and Shane Work, K-State Purebred Beef Unit Manager, give insight on the upcoming K-State Legacy Sale on March 3rd at 4 p.m.
The origin of the sale was actually from a heifer that the Purebred Unit raised and showed across the country, and she was what they call a Triple Crown winning Angus female. And so that kind of spawned the idea of having a female sale from the Angus herd, and then they went for a few years where they would rotate breeds, having female sales, Angus, Hereford, and Simmentals, which are the three breeds we still have today. Over time, it's morphed into more of a bull sale, kind of geared to commercial cattlemen, but of course we sell some cattle to Purebred people as well.
Molinix describes the opportunity that this sale provides for students to get involved.
As we go back historically, one of the missions of the sale itself was to have student involvement in the activity itself. So we teach a class that runs 16 weeks, but overlaps two semesters. So we start the middle of the fall semester and work through the bull sale in March and close up that class mid-spring semester. The purpose is to introduce our students to the process of putting on a seed stock event. So it's really an opportunity for a lot of these students to see it from ground level and learn about all parts of sale management and even putting on the event itself. Angie Denton's a big part of that class as well, but one of the neat things that we do is bring in a number of stakeholders to really give our students some insight on what it takes to have a successful sale, and not just on sale day, but all the preparation that it takes to make sure you have a great event.
Work and Molinix described the cattle being offered on sale day.
We've got a really good group of cattle. The top end of our Angus bulls are really strong. And we've got a really nice hometown son that we'll start off our catalog with. Got a good group of Simmental bulls. Got some older bulls in that group that can go out and cover a few more cows. The Herefords are really strong as well. We have some maternal brothers to a bull we called Land Grant that we sold last year. An excellent bull there and some good maternal brothers to them that are pretty exciting. A good group of females as well. We've got some fall bred females. Got a few bred heifers, Simmental bred heifers that are really nice, and a good group of Angus cows. And then one thing that I kind of started when I got here, we started selling some spring yearling commercial heifers that were open and they're ready to breed. And they got all the work done on them. We've done really well with them, and we've got another good group of those. We'll sell them in groups of three.
Almost regardless of what your program's needs may be, there is elite quality but enough diversity in the offering that there's a bull here for every potential purchaser.
That's K-State Faculty Advisor for the Purebred Beef Unit, Chris Molinix, and K-State Purebred Beef Unit Manager Shane Work with insight on the upcoming K-State Legacy Sale on March 3rd at 4 p.m. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
KNDY.
Yeah.
legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.